This Christmas, come stand in the shepherd fields near Bethlehem. Come to this site where God sent angels to tell men he was sending Jesus to this place to save his lost sheep. Come, kneel in the soft radiance of a trillion stars. Come and behold him. Wherever you are, Jesus is as near as he was to the shepherds in Bethlehem on that first Christmas night. And by his Spirit, even nearer still. Wherever you are standing on holy ground. If you are reaching for Jesus, you needn't reach far. He is here this Christmas to heal, to deliver, to restore, to transform, to save you. Hear that word and let us sing in these fields of holiday celebration together.
This is not the way I dreamed the story would unfold. The stable and a bed of hay, a night so clear and cold. The only child of God begotten in my arms I hold. To us is born
Be it unto me. It was the whisper of a young woman's ready response to God, opening her heart to the miracle of saving grace that entered our world in the person of Jesus, our Lord. To you today, a Savior is born. May your heart be equally open to hear and receive God's angel promise this Christmas.
Entrance into the world, a stable for his birth. See him humbled as now he comes to bring God's love to earth. See his radiance on her face as Mary holds the Listen to the heavenly song as choirs of angels sing.
Gloria, glory to God.
Gracious God, we give you thanks for the abundant gifts that you give us. Specifically, we give you thanks for the gift of the Christ child that we celebrate here this morning. Lord, we pray in this season of Advent that you would open our hearts and our minds, our souls, to receive more of you, that you would breathe light into dark places, that we might receive you anew. Lord, help us to give as you have first given to us. Help us to give out of the abundance you have provided. Take these gifts, your tithes and our offerings, bless them and use them to build your kingdom here at Foley United Methodist Church and all around the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The adoration of God's Son by wise men was not a passionless ceremony. They were overwhelmed in his presence. The wise men's search was carefully planned, but they didn't find what they expected when they found the one they sought. They were overwhelmed and fell down. Being directed to Bethlehem came as a surprise, but not as much as being so emotionally stirred. They were overwhelmed with exceeding great joy. Royal gifts were prepared, but opening their treasures revealed a new, sudden understanding. They were overwhelmed in his presence because this child was God. May the same Holy Spirit overwhelm us, bringing us to new worship, new rejoicing, and new sacrifice in serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Those
The painting on the Christmas card ignited every emotion that wintertime splendor can awaken. The blue-white velvet of the snow, the web-like silhouettes of the leaf-bare trees, all surrounding a Tudor-style cottage. The windows, glowing with light, reached straight from the canvas into the soul. You could almost smell the cedar smoke rising from the chimney. Reflect on that scene. Mindful again that the mood of this season is as compelling a declaration of God's love as can ever be found. Listen. He beckons to us. Warmth in a cold world. There's a beauty to Christmas that is sent with the snow, hangs crystalline as an icicle, and sweeps in like winter's crisp chill. The sweetness of Jesus' name is a savor which fills the heart and home of all of us who have found him. To you who believe, he is precious. Come home this Christmas and let the love of Jesus warm your soul.
Joy, 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 joy
May the glory of his goodness fill your heart and your days with the light of lights, the morning star, the day spring from on high. And in that light, may the gentleness of his grace overflow your soul, and high praises attend your celebration of Jesus' birth.